The Guardian.
2 years ago in Italy, you'd had a tough time. I think your first 11 matches in 2006, you'd lost 10.
Three years ago.
You'd lost 10.
Nine.
the cutties always says 10 out of 11, but maybe you only lost nine
consecutively. Nine in a row.
Wow. Which is, and you were then almost thinking about maybe quitting and going back to being a student. Can you just talk a little bit about that time?
Yes. It was a very, very difficult period for me because at the end of, I don't know which year, you know, the years
I think it's 2006.
Or five. I got sick, and for 2 months and a half or something, I couldn't recover. I got some virus, and I felt so down. From morning till night, I was tired and always no energy. And I'm quite an active person, and I always wanted to do things, and I couldn't because I felt
no energy.
Yeah, I was just miserable, and then I got somehow a little bit depressed. And I couldn't recover. It was taking me a long time, and I wanted to go back, you know, on the courts and play, and I couldn't do it. And then, after I recovered, I went on court, and I somehow lost my motivation. I didn't enjoy the challenges, what the sport offers, all these matches and you know, competitive spirit. I lost everything, and I didn't enjoy it. I would go on the court without, like, not with the face down, not really
which
happy.
Which is not like you.
Which is not me, and I became a totally different person, which was unusual, and I didn't know what was happening to me. And I started losing so many matches in a row, and I was even more down because as a professional athlete, I couldn't accept, you know, losing so many times in a row. It's hard, you know, to lose once and you're mad at yourself, you're disappointed, but then losing nine times in a row, I just couldn't take it. It was so hard for me. Because as a junior, I always, you know, was winning and I was always going forward, and I never really took things seriously until that bad period came. And I think some of the things maybe were supposed to happen in order to make me realize, you know, and the right values and respect, you know, some of the things a lot more than I did before.
And your mother she was with you in Italy, wasn't she? At the
Italian. I was calling her actually from Berlin, and I lost here in the first round. It was, I think, my ninth time or tenth time, I don't know. And I was telling my mom, I cannot do this anymore. I'm going to hang my racket on the wall, and I'm going to go back and study and just be a normal girl. I would be at home, and I wouldn't travel so much. I wouldn't be playing all these matches and everything, you know, that goes along with being a professional tennis player. And then my mom, you know, I called her on the phone. I was crying. I didn't feel good at all. And she told me, I'm coming to Rome, and you have to start being positive. You have to be strong. Things will turn around for you. You have to believe in yourself. You cannot always put yourself down. And I was very self-critical. I always found everything, so many mistakes, so many bad things about, you know, my game, myself, and I just put myself constantly down, and I ruined myself, you know, and because I couldn't accept all those things, and I was not happy. But then, you know, I completely changed my mentality, and I became the real me. It was, I got out of that bad period, and I became so much stronger. I became a different person, and I really learned to be so positive and always look, even though some negative bad things happen, you have to still always look at the bright side. Why? Maybe this was for a good reason. Maybe this will do some good things to me. But sometimes you lose a match, and it's a bad loss, but it's a good loss in a way that you learn so much more. You analyze your mistakes, you see what you've done wrong, what your opponent has done, you know, how she played, and you analyze all of these things. Then the next day you go on the practice court, you know what you have to work on. Sometimes you're winning matches and you don't care.
So can you think back to the win you got after losing those nine?
And then I was playing in Rome, and it was so... To be honest, the feeling, I played my first match against Lichovtseva, and I was up a set in 5-2, and I was looking at the scoreboard, and I was looking at my mom as well, and I couldn't believe it. It was just a really unbelievable feeling. I felt that, you know, maybe the scoreboard is wrong or something, you know, it got stuck in the wrong place or something, because I haven't been in that situation for half a year. And then I won that match. I was so happy. You cannot imagine. It felt like I won the biggest tournament of my career. And that was the turnaround. That from then, since then, in 5 months, I finished number 12 in the world. And
you
then
made the US Open
a
semifinal
US Open, yeah. And I got more confidence. I started to work so hard. I got motivated. I was hungry to come back, to do well again. And it was just little by little things were coming together, and here I am now. So it was quite a journey for me. It was.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.